it's a very common virus. It's present all year round, but seems to be sort of a bit more active in the winter months. It's very easily caught, and it causes you to have an upset stomach, headache, vomiting, diarrhea. It's usually lasting for sort of 24, 48 hours. It's self-limiting, which means there isn't a treatment for it. It clears up on its own and goes away quite quickly. It's not something, apart from being very unpleasant, that's going to, you know, cause someone's life be put at risk. But the big thing about norovirus, and it's often known as the sort of winter vomiting bug, is that it is incredibly easily spread, and that poses particular problems for hospitals, where you have got patients, you know, confined to their beds or on a ward, and if somebody visits and brings that virus in with them because they actually are unwell when they visit, then the chance of it spreading to our patients and to our staff is actually quite high. This is an illness that happens widely out in the community. Plenty of people have it. People are unwell, have had diarrhea, vomiting, but for some reason, maybe because they got a particularly sick relative in the hospital, they feel they should go and visit them, even though they themselves are unwell. And the risk of spreading it once you get into hospital is actually quite high, because as I say again, it's a virus that, although it's not particularly risky, it does spread incredibly easily. And the problem it has for us is once we have a suspected outbreak on a ward, we have to take immediate action to prevent it from spreading further. So we tend to stop new admissions onto that ward. We will practice what's called barrier nursing, which is good hand hygiene, but also making sure that we do everything possible to prevent the infection spreading from one ward to another ward, and ultimately ensuring the patients recover, get the treatment and care they need, they recover as quickly as possible. And once the last patient is free of symptoms for 72 hours, that's 3 days, which is quite a time, then we will deep clean and reopen the ward to new admissions. So it's really very important, if you are not feeling well, please don't come into hospital and bring that virus with you, because it will spread. It's very, very unusual that somebody in hospital, even if they are incredibly unwell, where norovirus will put their life at risk. But clearly it's a very unpleasant thing to have to go through. And what we tend to find is because people are less well, that they you or I might fight the virus off potentially, but somebody who's already unwell is more likely to catch it. They are at more risk of catching it, not necessarily of harm from it, but risk of catching it. And that's why, particularly in hospitals, likes of old folks' homes, places like that, where often the virus spreads really very quickly indeed. And we do understand that people want to come and visit their relatives, especially at this time of the year. But the message is clear. If you're unwell, please stay away for at least 3 days. And actually, one of the biggest risk groups are children. Children develop this illness really very quickly. They can feel okay, and then in a matter of hours have deteriorated once they've got the virus. So again, we're encouraging people not to bring in children unless it's absolutely unavoidable.